Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The government is approving legislation to allow for e-scooters in public spaces. Legislation that will allow e-scooters in Irish roads has been approved by the government. At present, e-scooters are currently not regulated in Ireland. There is no specific law covering them. Now, there was two test cases brought to court last year where two people arrested. You remember the videos? Was it last year, the year before? The videos went viral of this over avaricious guard stopping people on their e-scooters and charging them under the Road Traffic Act for having no license, no insurance, no tax. Because technically they're a mechanically propelled vehicle. They were taken to court, those two cases, and the judge put them forward. As far as I remember, the judge adjourned the cases until legislation was put forward because it's a grey area. So they're considered to be mechanically propelled vehicles, which means they are, you know, used in public if they're used in public places, the user must have a license and insurance. For some time now, the government has been planning to regulate their use. The Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, Minister for State, Hildegard Nocton, today announced that the publication of the Road Traffic and Roads Bill 2021 will create a new class of law of powered personal transporters, PPTSs, which includes e-scooters, which will allow for their use in public places. The Transport Minister said he hopes to introduce the legislation in the Dáil in the next few weeks. We're committed to the programme for government to resolving legal barriers to the use of e-scooters as well as e-bikes, and this bill will deliver on both of those commitments. These proposals in the bill should be seen as part of our wider efforts to encourage alternative forms of mobility, reduce our culture and reliance on the private car, and open opportunities for active and healthy travel. Well, it's hardly healthy travel, is it? But anyway, the new laws will also deal with the off-road use of scramblers, quads and other vehicles. And that's an issue, by the way, that many people have been giving out with and calling for it to be dealt with for many years after a number of tragic incidents. Anybody seen on a scrambler, and I've seen them numerous times, kids in particular locations, milling around on scooters and scramblers and everything, they should be taken off them, confiscated. Their parents should be fined. If you buy your kid a scrambler, well and good, as long as you bring them to a proper track that's insured and it's regulated by a club or whatever it is, well and good. If you can't afford to do that, you don't buy your kid a scrambler. The same way is if you buy your kid a horse, you have to make sure that you have a livery or a stable somewhere that you can put that horse into. Otherwise, you don't buy your kid a horse. You don't buy your kid a horse and tie it to the front railings of your house or have it on the green in front of the house just because you think your kid has a right to own a horse. They don't have a right to own a horse. They don't have a right to own a scrambler unless it's insured or taxed if they're going to use it on a road and they're over 18. That's the bottom line, or over 17, isn't it, for a scrambler? That's the bottom line. But getting back to the e-scooters, that's what I want to focus on. It's a bit of a bone of contention. There's a lot of people out there who believe they shouldn't be legalised because they're death traps. They can go up to about 25 or 30 kilometres per hour. Some of them have been modified to go quite a lot faster than that. The e-bikes are pretty much the same. Some of them are wonderful. They're great machines, saves all the pedal power, etc., etc. But they can go quite fast. You have to have tax and insurance on a motorbike or a moped, which goes a moped probably in around the same speed. So why do you not need tax and insurance on a bike that can go the same speed or a scooter that can go the same speed? And I find with a lot of the individuals that go on these scooters, I'm not saying all of them, I don't want to generalise, some of them are the most irresponsible people I've ever come across in my life. They boot up and down footpaths, they drive along the footpath where there's pedestrians, they drive along cycle lanes, hitting off cyclists. They don't seem to care. And they're dangerous. Most of them are not wearing helmets or protective gear. That's their own business, I suppose, if they fall off and hurt themselves. They're bloody dangerous. So surely there has to be some sort of regulation around them whereby they must. What happens if they hit a pedestrian? That's only a matter of time, isn't it? We already seen last year, was it the year before, one man who was practically almost killed when a scrambler hit him. A kid on a scrambler. So it's only a matter of time before somebody is hit with an e-scooter. Because those things are travelling at 30 kilometres an hour and they hit you on a footpath, you're not going to be in good nick after that. So somebody has to be responsible. The number is 087-188-0008. The question I'm simply asking you, and I suppose I'm asking taxi drivers too because they have to put up with them on a regular basis. Should e-scooters be legalised? Do you agree with this, that they should be, you know, it should be like a free-for-all almost when it comes to e-scooters and these e-bikes? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Somebody's a text in, what's an e-scooter? Oh, Jesus Christ. If we're at that point now, there's no point in continuing the topic if you don't even know what an e-scooter is. Anyway, I'm sure you do. Patrick, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Patrick?
Hey, how you doing? Good to hear from you.
Good. Patrick, e-scooters. I mean, would you ban them or would you legalise them?
I'd say I'd legalise them. Like, you know, we can't, you know, prevent anything that's new is always good. Like, what was first? Was the electrical cars first or e-scooters? You know, we're not banning electrical cars, you know, and then...
Yeah, but no, but hang on. Nobody's suggesting we ban electric cars, but you have to have insurance for electric car.
That's correct. And then, but you know, e-scooter, some sort of a training has to be provided, you know, for a kid that wants to go on the road. Like, you know, like to obtain some sort of a bicycle card, you have to be a certain age, and then you apply for this card and you gain some sort of a basic road knowledge, you know. My kids have electric scooter. They're all over the road. Like, often we just, you know, look out the window and, oh my gosh, you know what I mean, another car passed by. But it's a new thing, and we can't stop it. Like, you know what I mean? There is no stopping for it. We just have to. Let's look at the other countries.
How old are your kids?
Well, one of them is 6 year old. The other one is 11. But they both ride.
And they both have e-scooters.
They both have e-scooters. Yeah.
And do you think it's responsible, Patrick? Honestly, to have a 6 year old going around an e-scooter.
It does not, but like,
but what?
As a parent, you know what I mean. Peter, put your helmet on, Peter. Wear your protective gear. He's going around, like, you know. But I'm watching out the window. He's all over the place. He doesn't know which lane to ride, and then, you know, the cars have to watch out for him.
But that's not his fault. He's only six. That's your fault. You're the parent.
Yes, of
course. Why would you buy him an e-scooter at six, or even 11 for that matter? Why?
I don't know, just probably because everybody has it, and kids don't want nothing else these days. They either want iPhone, iPod, or they want an electrical scooter.
Buy them a bike.
He has a bike as well. When the e-scooter drains the battery, he gets on his bike and then he rides a bike.
Mm.
But they all.
And you're not worried about him. I'd be terrified if my son at that age, because my kids are all grown up now, but at that age, if they were going around on e-scooters, I'd be terrified.
Yes, of course. You do worry about it, but at the same time, you are proud, you know what I mean, that your kid is able to do something, like, you know what I mean? He might fall once, he might fall twice, you know, 25 kilometers, will he achieve this? I don't know, you know, he can only ride it as fast as he can go, as he wants to go.
Well, some of them can go up to 30 kilometers an hour.
I'm sorry.
Well, I doubt your kid's one does that, but some of them do. You know what, anywhere, I suppose, between 10 and 20. But if he, at 6 years of age, if he falls off it at 10 or 15 kilometres an hour, he's going to hurt himself. He could break a leg, break an arm.
Well, then we deal with it. Like, you know what I mean? I think
then we deal with it, okay.
Yes, it's not fair for the other road users, for the people that drive the cars. It's not fair on them. Like, you know, rest of Europe has proper lanes and proper roads, you know, for bicycles and so on.
But we do have some bike lanes. Now, unfortunately, the rest of Europe is different to Ireland. You know, I mean, if we had the ability to put in more bicycle lanes and e-scooter lanes, we would. But unfortunately, you know, Dublin kind of evolved. And Ireland evolved, so our streets are not really, a lot of our streets are too narrow to have, you know, pedestrians, to have cars, to have e-scooters, to have bikes, and a lane for every single one of them.
I don't think we should ban them. We should just
I'm actually not saying to ban them, but legislation or regulate them whereby you have to have tax and insurance like a car or a bike.
What kind of insurance would I put on my 6 year old? Like, you know what I mean? And then,
well, personally, I'm speaking. I don't believe your 6 year old should be driving them. But however,
so like, but he just rides around the neighborhood. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it doesn't make any difference. He's still riding on a machine, on a mechanically propelled machine.
Yes, he's but six. At the same time, if I take that scooter away from him, he's going to be stuck to the iPod, and he's going to be spending time watching videos back and forth.
That's your fault as a parent, Patrick. I would prefer him to be stuck in an iPod than flying around the neighbourhood on an e-scooter at six. Or 11, as your other kid is.
Well, when I was growing up, I drove a car since I was 9 years old. You know, and at that time, you know what I mean, everybody was very surprised that I'm able to do it, like, you know.
I'm surprised you were able to reach the pedals at 9 years of age.
Yes.
Where did you grow up?
Poland. It was a Fiat 126P.
Okay. And you were nine?
Yeah, well, 9, 10 years old, yeah.
And look, if your dad let you do that, maybe, I don't know what you did, but if you're, that's oh, well and good, and that's up to your father and your mother or whoever it was that let you do that at 9 years of age. And you're not nine now, you're an adult now, and you're supposed to kind of be a little bit more mature of mind.
Yes, but, you know, like, what do you do? Like, you know what I mean?
You say no. If your six-year-old says, Dad, I want an e-scooter, you say no. You're too young, son.
Well, that's true. Like, you know, the responsibility is on parents, you know, but how we teach the kids and then what we put in their heads is up to us. Like, you know, luckily, it's been 6 months. They haven't had any accidents with the scooter, so...
Mm.
Like, he went even on a GoPed before, and a GoPed is a petrol engine, 49cc engine on it, like, you know, and then he was capable of riding back and forth.
Yeah, but not on a public road.
No, definitely not. No,
no, that was, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I know a lot of people might start their kids very young on scramblers if they join a club and they want them to, you know, to learn to ride a motorbike at a very young age in a controlled environment where there's insurance and it's regulated. But not on a public road. Your kid is flying around on a public road at six years of age and the other one at 11 on an e-scooter.
Yes, and I'm aware that if something happens, the law is going to come back at me and I'm going to have to pay fines and I'm going to have to probably pay
insurance. I couldn't give a shit about the fines. It's your son I'd be worried about. Forget about the fines.
Well, you know, we as people, we always look at the good things, you know what I mean? We don't think about the bad things that's going to happen. Like, you know, we always want the best.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can't be thinking negative.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, absolutely. But is that your motto, Patrick, as a parent? Because I remember even my daughter, when she got roller skates, going back when she was younger. Now she's in her 20s now, but when she was younger, I was worried she was going to fall and hit her head. So, I mean, as a parent, you do think of the worst case scenario. Well, at least you're supposed to, because that's your job as a parent, to protect your child.
Well, that's correct. Well, so look at all of us, you know, so all the parents are being wrong now, you know.
No, I'm not saying that, but you use your head as well. I mean, an e-scooter on a public road for a six-year-old and an 11-year-old.
I'd say I blame my wife for all that now then, if something happens, you know, but I don't know.
Why would you blame your wife?
Well, because she kind of allows it, like, you know what I mean? Like,
but you're allowing it as well.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be blaming your wife. Don't be passing the book on now to somebody else.
Of course, I know, I'm just joking, but I want the kids to evolve, like, you know what I mean? They will do things, you know what I mean, that we have no say-so to, like, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Perhaps the parents should be responsible and should stay with the kids, you know what I mean? Just walk behind them or just bring them to different roads, like, but it's hard to do it, like, you know.
Well, do me a favour, stay there for a second, Patrick, if you can. Let me go to Dermot as well. Dermot, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How are you doing, Dermot?
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, you listen to Patrick there. Now, I started off a conversation about should there be regulations, i.e. insurance, etc., on e-scooters. He's telling me now that a six-year-old and 11-year-old have e-scooters.
They are one of the greatest pests on the road. They're one of the greatest dangers on the road. And I am fully fledged able to speak on that opinion because of the job I do. I'm in Dublin City. I'm out at the moment. I'm in Dublin City every day, hour after hour. And I come across no end of them. And to a T, they're a pain in the fucking arse. They break the lights. They scoot in and out of traffic. They are, and like you say, you're going along there. So you have, they have, it is a motor, look at, it is simple as this. It's a motorized vehicle. It doesn't take a human to push these things. They are motorized, and by law, they have to be taxed.
Currently, at the moment, the problem is, the law is, they are considered by law to be a mechanically propelled vehicle because you don't have to propel them. They propel themselves, right?
Correct.
But the law has, it's a grey area. That's why the judge there 2 years ago, he put forward those two cases, or adjourned the two cases that were brought before him until the legislation was clarified. So now the legislation is going to be clarified, and because obviously the Green Party are in power now as well, and Eamon Ryan isn't there, they want to bring forward a bill that will allow them, because they don't want people driving cars.
They don't want people driving cars. Do you want us all to go around on e-scooters?
Yeah, they'd like us all to go around on e-scooters.
Fucking Jesus Christ, we are going backwards. Now, talk about a country going backwards instead of forwards in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything.
Okay, like. but getting back just very quickly to Patrick, because he's still there. Patrick is, you know, he believes it's all right for his 6-year-old, 11-year-old to be out in the public road on an e-scooter.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Patrick, with all due respect to Patrick, that's fine for his 6, 11-year-old until they screwed out in front of my car, and I hit them.
Yes, and we're aware of this. Like, you know, we think about this every day, you know, how to prevent this, like, you know, and then... I don't know what to say.
How do you prevent your 6 or 11-year-old coming in collision with my taxi when they have no road sense and they're on a mechanically propelled vehicle, for want of a better word?
Well, this is what I have to agree with you. I have to agree with you, and I have to say you're fully right. You know what I mean? That's why we need this legislation to state, okay, what we can do, where they can ride, and how they can ride it, and who can ride it. You know what I mean? And that way, I can clearly say no to the kids, you know. At the moment, like, they will just look at me and say, why, Daddy? Everybody has them, you know. So
what, you've an inability to say no to your child? So you need the government to legislate so you have a reason to say no?
Well, it's easier for my wife to say no to the kids, but I'm that kind of like person that always lets them get away with murder, that kind of thing. You know what I mean? I let my kids do almost anything that they want. Because I didn't spend much time with them.
Patrick, that's a very strange statement you've come out there. You let your kids do what they want, get away with murder, blah, blah, blah. That's all well and good to say that. But like I said, and I'll come back to it, they do not have the road sense in any shape or form. You know, if you haven't got the road sense, a six-year-old hasn't got a road sense to cycle a goddamn bike, let alone be on a piece of machinery that can do 50 or 20 k an hour out of the child's control, because it's on a throttle system, like a miniature version of a motorbike. How the hell does the 6 or an 11-year-old understand the mechanics of that?
They don't. I agree with you. They don't.
And they're out on a road where there's cars by the thousands, and everybody's impatient, and cars are moving this way and that way, in and out of traffic. I'm telling you, you are heading for disaster if you don't. And you're just one individual.
There's, I understand.
Like, aside from the kids, there's adults on these things as well. And like I said, I was within the paint on this van of mine from hitting a little bastard on one of these things. I came off Jervis Street at the lights there on the parallel street, and he was going full pelt through a red light, and I missed him by an inch. I'm telling you, and this is what gets on my fucking nerves, is the guards do nothing. They're out looking for my tax and insurance and the whole lot, but they do nothing when it comes to these things. Absolutely.
I agree with you. I just have to say that, you know, I apologize for this. I cannot possibly imagine what's happening in Dublin. I live in a small town where the roads are kind of quiet. You know, we bring them to canal. And they ride, you know what I mean, in the places where there is very few people walking with their dogs. There is very few cars, you know what I mean? So I can only imagine my environment. Your environment is probably way, you know what I mean, way, way stronger with the cars and stuff. So I cannot speak what's happening in Dublin, like, you know what I mean? We live in a small village, kind of, like, you know what I mean? And the roads are quiet enough, like, you know what I mean? There is speed ramps.
Niall, I agree. Okay, Patrick, I take that into consideration. You're in a very rural area, and there's not anything like what's going on up here. But on Niall's point there, that it's a grey area. How in Jesus' name is it a grey area? It's either a mechanically propelled vehicle or it's not. There's no yes it is or no it's not. If it is, if it works without the use of a human having to cycle and push it, then quite simply, it should not be on a public road without insurance. End of conversation.
That's correct. I agree with that.
Okay, so you believe the idea that they're going to legislate now to allow them on the road with no insurance? You believe that's outrageous?
No, I don't believe
it's outrageous.
It's not fair on other drivers, like, you know what I mean? People that have to commute to work every day in their own car and have to pay tax and insurance. That's not fair on us, like, you know what I mean?
I'm glad to hear you saying that, Patrick, but I'm still concerned that you have two children that drive the Jesus things. Stay there for a second. Let me just go to Joanna as well. Joanna, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Joanna?
I just can't believe what I'm hearing. I mean, that man is almost like a hypocrite. He really is. I mean...
He is speaking from both sides of his mouth in a way, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he is, and he's blaming his wife on it.
He did blame his wife, yeah.
I mean, come on now. And a six-year-old, I'm telling you now, 2 weeks ago, I was collecting my child who's in a wheelchair coming back from school, and one of them scooters with a little scumbag, a little scut, I'd call him, you know, the scut haircuts, everything, nearly rammed me over with my child in the wheelchair. Where's their parents? I mean, who in their right mind buys them for their kids? I mean,
Patrick
do they want
does.
Their kids
Patrick
to get
did.
Killed?
Patrick bought two of them. first.
And I'm going to say something like, and I'm going to just say it outright.
Just say
it. It is only in certain areas that them parents buy them for them kids, and knowing that they haven't got seals or money to buy the proper headgear, whatever they need, and they just let them go mad all over the bloody streets of Dublin. It's mental. It's mental. I mean, I tell you something. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if I knew my child was out in one of them. I know for a fact my child definitely wouldn't be out in them. That's for 100% sure.
Yeah, sorry. Well, hang on. Just one at a time. Dermot, sorry, you want to say something to Joanna there?
No, I don't. What's that lady's name?
Joanna.
I don't disagree with any of Joanna saying, except it's not... There's an awful lot of perfectly sane adults, for want of a better word. I'd go out and see, you come out of hospital, you see staff coming out of hospitals and getting on these things and going about wherever they're going.
Businessmen, like, yeah.
It's not all.
Come on now, it's 6-year-old child.
I think she's talking about children.
He said a 6-year-old child. Now, come on. Children.
Of course, but I can only speak about my environment that I live in. I don't live in a big town, you know what I mean, where there's lots of traffic.
You don't seem to have a problem with it. I, 16 years, I would have a serious problem with my child on one of them. I'm telling you now. I mean, and you're kind of hiding behind your wife, if you don't mind me saying so. Oh, well, it's nothing to do with me.
He did say it was.
Well, you know, it was only exaggeration, like, you know what I mean? I do apologize, like, you know, we both take responsibility for this.
I mean, my child has a skateboard and I worry that he's going to fall off and break a leg and I have to go to Temple Street and answer why he broke his leg.
No, you can't be like this now, you know, like skateboards are around for ages.
Well, I tell you something, are you seriously telling me you're okay with your child being on an e-scooter at 6 years old? Really? And I nearly got run over the other day with my child crossing the road, and that child wouldn't have been, I'd say he was probably about 14.
Yes, Joanna, but I'm saying I can only speak about the environment that I live in. We live in a very quiet place, you know what I mean? There is no cars, no pedestrians walking.
You sound like a man who just has an excuse. You know,
well, they wouldn't be driving in Dublin, you know what I mean? If we lived in Dublin, they wouldn't be on a scooter in Dublin.
My child would never...
Yeah, but Patrick, you keep saying it's a different environment as rural Ireland, and I accept that from a point of view of traffic, etc., etc. But that still doesn't, you know, escape from the fact that they could fall off it or hurt themselves at 6 years of age.
Man. Get him a bicycle. He already has a bicycle.
When the battery runs out in the East Coast, he gets on his bicycle.
You know what we used to do when we were kids, Niall? We used to take a milk jug. You used to stick it down the back of the bike, the motor.
This times will never come back. Same to me.
I do remember that. Or lollipop sticks, yeah. Sorry, Patrick, what are you saying?
I remember all this, like, we didn't have all this, like, you know what I mean? But now the technology goes forward, like, you know what I mean? We can't stop it.
No offense to you, but you are a fool. You're a fool. I'm telling you now, you're a fool. And,
don't hold back
no
there, Joanna.
But you are a fool.
Well, when people say no disrespect, well, they're always going to insult you when they say no disrespect, but you're a fool.
Well, I could think of worse.
But I mean, Patrick, you have to admit it is foolish, isn't it?
It is foolish, of course it is, but, you know, it's foolish to let the kid, maybe in Dublin,
well,
let the 6 or 11-year-old...
No, Joanna, let him answer the damn question.
But the place that I live in, I don't see any danger, except that they can fall off it. But he has a helmet, he has all the protective gear, so let him fall off. Let him fall off once, twice. He's going to learn from that, you know what I mean? And that's
what
it.
And he crashes into somebody and seriously hurts someone?
There is nobody to crash into.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
There's nobody around here, like, you know what I mean? There's very few people walking sometimes in the morning, but when they come from school, they just ride a few times.
It only takes one person to walk out in front of you, and then that's it.
Well, Dermot, what legislation do you think should be there? Should it be the same as a moped, whereby you must have tax and insurance and license?
Very simple. That's it in a nutshell.
Well, that means that you'd have to wait till you're 17.
There has to be an age limit on it. And you have to have some form of training on it. You're going along on one of these things in the winter and you hit a bit of black ice and off you go.
God.
Or you hit a pothole and off you go.
Yeah.
You have no protection and that's fine. You hit the deck at 20k an hour. You might break a leg. Yeah, you could do yourself
your
an
neck.
Injury. You might just, like, I drove the motorbike for years like yourself, Niall, and I hit the ground quite a few times often. And by Jesus Christ, the ground is very hard when you hit it.
Yeah, it is.
It was so hard. You don't realise how hard concrete is until you land on it. The bottom line is, it's a simple thing that the legislation, if it's motorised, like any judge brings this in, that we're going to legislate to allow these things. Where does it end? Where does it? At what stage? What happens if somebody brings in something more powerful?
We are going around in tuk-tuk soon.
I seriously do think so. E-scooters, there should be an age limit, absolutely. And you shouldn't be allowed to have one if you're, like, did he say his kid was six?
Six.
I mean, really?
He's two kids, six and 11.
Would you really stop now? Come on, really? No.
What are you going to say about the 11-year-old, Patrick?
The 11-year-old was riding quads since he was 3-year-old. There's great videos on YouTube, and we got him a smart quad.
I must
quad,
check like, him out, know. Yeah.
And there are videos on YouTube. Michael Kapowski, you look it up after Honda Solutions G1.
Do you have the funds to bring these kids on these bikes to the proper facilities and the proper gear to wear? Do you?
Yeah, we have proper gear, and then we live we have a big yard at the back of the house, and then that's where they ride it. Like, you know.
Well, then that's different. That's fine then. But I mean, you can't be letting them, like.
Of course, Joanna. I do not imagine my kid riding in Dublin on one of them. You know what I mean? We would never let it do it. You know, the road that we live in, you know, there is no car parking.
Yeah, but Patrick, your excuse to me earlier on when I said to you, why did you do it? You said, well, if I took him off it, he'd only end up on the iPad.
Of course.
Now, that's not an answer. That's a, you know, I'm not suggesting you're a bad parent. Although some people might. But that's not the answer. Wait, Joanna, for a second. That's not the answer, Patrick. That if I take him off one thing, he'll probably go to something else I disagree with. I mean, that's entirely up to you as a parent to entertain him in other ways or to keep him busy. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think you're right, you know what I mean? I think it's up to us parents, you know what I mean, to entertain the kids and then, you know, to provide them with some sort of fun.
Yeah. But just because he wants an e-scooter doesn't mean you get him one. Like, if he said to you tomorrow, Dad, would you get me a 125cc motorbike? Would you get him one?
Oh, no.
Well, then, okay, because you draw the line.
Smartphone at 6 years old. Would you get your child a smartphone?
Yes, he has one. He has two of them.
Yeah, I can't help
Grandma's
know
bought
that.
It.
His grandmother bought it.
It's never your fault now, is it? It's never your fault. It's obviously either your wife or somebody else.
Now it's his grandmother.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's not my fault, like, you know.
Here, you know. Why don't you stand up and say no? You get a bicycle, and that's good enough.
Sorry, Dermot, you want to say something about the smartphone now? His six-year-old has a smartphone.
No, I'm
Jesus Christ.
There's no point of going on castigating the man. Just leave him alone. You know, but the thing about it is, the problem with these things is this. They're too fast. They're too fast for a bicycle lane. And they're in the bicycle lane, and then they come across traffic, bicycle traffic. And obviously they're going a hell of a lot faster than a lot of people on push bikes. So they move out of the bike lane and they go straight into the line of traffic at 20k an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they force the likes of me or you or whoever to slam on the brakes to try and go around them.
Or they break the lights. They never stop. I've never seen one of them stop at a red light.
They're like the push bikes. They, 9 times out of 10, they break the lights. They think the law doesn't apply to them. So, like, this judge wants to fucking wake up with his legislation before he...
Well, it's not the judge that brings in the legislation. The judge just adjourned the case because he didn't know what to do, essentially. It's the Minister for Transport is the one that's going to bring in the legislation. The Minister for State, Hildegard Knocht. Sorry, Joanne, what are you trying to say there?
How would he feel if his kid actually crashed into somebody? How would he feel then?
He'd be having a crack at Patrick, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
How would he feel? And then the... You know, like, really, how would he feel then?
All right.
So perhaps, you know what I mean, perhaps you should show your license when you buy those scooters, like, you know.
No, she asked you how you would feel if your child crashed into somebody and hurt them.
Well, like everybody else, I'll be destroyed, like, you know what I mean? But
you'll
at
be
the
obsessed.
Same time, yes, everybody will be upset, like, you know what I mean? But I cannot be thinking negatively, like, you know what I mean? I cannot think that my kid is going to walk out to school and the car is going to hit him.
Well, I tell you something, if you hit my kid, or if you hit me, I tell you...
Well, he won't, because he doesn't live near you.
You'd know about it.
Yeah, he doesn't.
And don't tell me, you're not a parent.
Yeah, Joanna, I'll look out for you. I put off the blinkers.
Sorry now if you hit me.
He doesn't live near you, Joanna. He lives in rural Ireland, you don't.
Yes, I'm not...
You might live in rural Ireland, still happen, Niall.
Yeah, but what? He's not going to... How can he hit you from rural Ireland?
Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. I'm just saying, you know, as me, as anybody.
I know.
The thing about it is, though, Niall, she has a fair point.
Yeah, I know she does. To one, in some degree.
Well, how would you feel if, you know, he hit, like, your child, your son, your daughter?
He doesn't have a daughter. Son.
Yes, I understand, Joanna. Like, everybody would feel bad, but at the same time, you cannot think that you're going to walk out of the house and something's bad is going to happen. You know what I mean?
No, but you're letting your six-year-old. 6 years old? I'd call that an unfit parent, to be quite honest with you.
Sorry, Dermot.
If they bring in this legislation, right?
Yeah.
Where is this grey area? Where is the area that, as that lady said, that if somebody collides with somebody, if you're stepping off the path and this prick is going along at 20 kilometres an hour and he creams you out of it and you fall and you smash your head off the curb or whatever, where's the insurance situation?
Well, I imagine it's going to be the same as push bikes. At the moment, to cycle a push bike in Ireland, you don't need a licence or insurance. And if you hit somebody, that's just tough luck, isn't it? And that's just the way it is. So I imagine it's going to be the same. They're going to put them in the same category, probably, as push bikes.
Good Jesus, I don't know. Look, I don't have an answer for it.
Okay, we got to go to a break. The number's 087-188-0008. Lots of text made by Patrick, by the way. Niall, what got me today is about the whole green bullshit of bikes and scooters alike on our public roads and lanes is the constant build-up of road traffic because of them. And this Green Party's constant brainwashing and endless banging on about bullshit of climate change today, guys. Angry Christian. Somebody else says, Niall, it's about time they legalise them. I have had one for the last 4 years and they're really handy for getting in and out of work. The person says, I think drivers are just jealous, weaving in and out of traffic while they're holed up. Wear helmets, folks. Somebody says, Patrick's... I'm not reading that out. There are cycles that are propelled by battery-driven motors to support pedals. Banning e-scooters is not the solution. All university students use them. School and college students use them. But the whole point is maybe they shouldn't be using them. Somebody says, is there not technically a difference in electrically propelled versus mechanically propelled? The statute does not legally apply, says Aaron. Aaron, no, they're the same thing. There's no such thing as electrically propelled because it's not legislation. The legislation is too old. It doesn't have the word electrically propelled. It's just mechanically propelled. It doesn't say, you know, gas propelled or oil propelled. It just says mechanically. Mechanically means there's a motor of some description propelling the wheels, that you don't have to propel them. That's why on the electric bikes, they try to get around the law by the fact that you're supposed to have to be pedalling while the motor is going. If you stop pedalling, the motor stops working. That's the way they're supposed to be to stay within the law. Mind you, that doesn't always happen. With the scooters, the only propulsion that you have to do is give it the first push. When you stand on it, but it doesn't go automatically, you have to give it the first push yourself. And that kind of tries to get it in around the law. But it's still a mechanically propelled vehicle under the law. And that's why it's a very grey area. Anyway, the point is, the law is old and the law doesn't distinguish between, you know, petrol or diesel or electricity or whatever it happens to be. It just doesn't distinguish. It just says mechanically propelled. Anyway, the point is, they now want to distinguish them. And to put them into a category the same as, I suppose, bicycles, whereby you don't need insurance or a licence or tax, because for a mechanically propelled vehicle, you do. So the number's 087-188-0008. So where does that leave electric cars? All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping, number's 087-188-0008. Now we go to Billy. Billy on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Billy?
I'm good, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, Billy, he's getting back to some sort of logical form of conversation here. These e-scooters, they're going to legislate to allow them to be legally on the road, I'm assuming with no tax, insurance or licence, that they'll be just treated like bicycles. Is that a good idea?
It's a terrible idea. It's another great idea from Eamon Ryan. Like, it's ridiculous. The things are legal. The people who ride them don't seem to observe the rules of the road. They're a danger to themselves, the pedestrians, the cyclists and the motorists. And, you know, red lights don't apply. I've seen people riding around a roundabout in the wrong direction on the things, going around the cycle lane, going on the cycle lane, onto the road, back to the cycle lane when it suits them. It's just, it's ridiculous. There's no signalling with them, nothing. They're a hazard.
And they're a hazard to themselves as well, by the way.
Yeah, because none of them wear a helmet. You're going 20, 30 kilometres an hour, you're not wearing a helmet. If you hit something and come to a sudden stop, you'll be thrown off it. Like, they're lethal.
Yeah. I mean, I there's one guy I know passes by here on a regular basis where we're out having a cigarette sometimes during the day, and he drives one of these. It's like one wheel with a pedal on both sides. Have you ever seen one of those? It's like a single wheel, and it has like a little thing on both sides, and he just stands on it with his hands in his pockets, and he shoots up and down the footpath here.
I've seen people driving up past the red car on those going into the city centre. It's just, they look ridiculous. But again, same thing. There's no rules for him. He can just stand on that. He doesn't, like, they don't seem to stop when they're meant to stop. As the taxi driver you had on a few minutes ago said, like, they will break red lights. They will just go straight through them.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving somewhere last night, and a fella just, you know, I had a green light to go across. He flew across going down a one-way street on it.
Yeah.
On his e-scooter. And, you know, there's doesn't seem to be any policing of them. Like, whatever the test cases, whatever policing there was, they just stopped waiting for that test case to go through, obviously. It's just...
Well, that's what happened. There was this point there about 2.5 years ago where the police had been stopping them, and there was two cases, from what I remember, taken to court, and they were adjourned because the judge said it was a grey area. He didn't know what... He wanted to take guidance, obviously, because he wasn't too sure, clearly. What's happened now is they're changing the legislation, and they're changing the Road Traffic Act, the Road Traffic Roads Bill 2021, which will obviously, by the way, address the other problem that we have, which is youngsters flying around on quads and scooters, or, you know, these scramblers. That's going to be definitely made illegal, so that, you know, the guards can take more action in relation to that. But the e-scooters are going to be addressed in it and differentiated between e-scooters and cars, whereby currently they're treated like a car, as a mechanically propelled vehicle or a motorbike, where they will now be treated like a push bike, so to speak.
So here's a question for you now. You know, they're the likes of there's an offshoot company of Harley Davidson that are doing electric motorbikes.
Yeah.
Like, at what point does it become a necessity to have a driver's test and insurance and tax on an electric vehicle? Is that going to be set down in this legislation?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, how they're going to do that, because realistically, you're right. If that's the case, all they'll do is they'll produce small motorbikes or mopeds, which I'm sure they already bloody have anyway, with electric motors in them, and they'll say they're e-scooters.
Mm-hmm.
Because so there might be some... I don't know how they're going to distinguish an e-scooter from an e-motorbike, or for that matter, an e-car. What, one is four wheels, one is two? I don't know how they will distinguish. And I think the legislation's going to be tough to write up, but I'm assuming they're doing
it. By the sense of things, they're leaving themselves open potentially to it being challenged.
I've seen these e-scooters on Amazon and what have you. You can buy souped up ones, and they have a bigger motor in them and a bigger, you know, higher wattage battery in them. And some of them can do like 50 and 60 kilometres an hour.
So a buddy of mine was in Italy there a couple of weeks ago, and they rented an e-scooter there. And you sign up on an app and you rent it, and it has an area that you can travel within. And it limits the speed.
Right.
So it's tracked, you limit the speed, it'll shut down if you try to go down a pedestrian street, anything like that. So it's like, in some places, it looks like they're policing them and they're introducing them properly, and there's a good set of legislation and rules set around them. But our lot, again, are just, you know, reactively going after something. And because the Green Party are in, it's going to get pushed through because they don't want people driving anymore. Look at the carbon tax.
That's what Eamon Ryan said today. The proposal of the bill should be seen as part of our wider efforts to encourage alternative forms of mobility, reduce our culture of reliance on the private car, and open opportunities for active and healthy travel. I don't know how it's healthy travel, by the way.
Again, he's talking at both sides of his mouth, because apparently they're removing the tax exemption for the plug-in hybrid vehicles in January.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think Eamon Ryan is living on a different
planet. He's probably asleep, was he? When they were writing this legislation, have a snooze. Stay there for a second, because Andy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Andy, I mean, do you agree with legalising these things?
Yeah, I do agree with legalising stuff, but I think it's quite clearly a matter of legislation. And just very quickly, on the point of how do you control the speed of these things, then very simply, it's like motorcycles. Motorcycles are, you know, rated on various categories on their kilowatt hours output. So basically, all electric motors have, you know, an output of which can be measured, and therefore, I would say it's quite easy to sort of regulate what is there. Legal and within.
And how is a guard, if a guard stops somebody, they all probably look the same.
Because
how is he going to know the kilowatts of
because
the.
Because because what we need to have legislation to say that these vehicles need to be registered to their owner. And very simply, if somebody is stopped on an unregistered electric vehicle, then it's taken and confiscated, and that's it. And it's that simple. And the guards then have the power that if they stop somebody and it's not registered, thank you very much, come pick up the station when you can produce your registration papers. And that is the only way you will actually sort of control this situation.
He's 100% right, Niall, and they did that recently with drones, where the Irish Aviation Authority regulation that if you own a drone or a certain weight in Ireland, it has to be registered, and if it's not, it won't take off.
Yeah. Well, they do take off.
No, there's areas of person.
I have one. I know this. How I know I have one. Now, it is registered. You get your sticker, your number, EI, whatever it is, or whatever.
Trust me, Niall, there's areas in the country where if there's a no-fly zone, it won't let you in. It won't let you take off in the vicinity of it.
Oh, anyway, I know that. It does that to GPS. So, for example, if I'm in the Swords area, it's limited to how high it'll let it fly. It'll only go up to like 50 metres or something like that, because obviously the airport is nearby. I think it's within 5 miles of a radius of an airport and stuff like that. And yeah, I know there's limits, but that's not done by the regulators. That's done by the fact.
It's when you register the drone, you selected Ireland, and that's when the GPS cross-references. If it's not registered for Ireland, I don't think those settings will work.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
There's an easy solution to it, Niall, and that is you have very clear legislation. And the guards, see, basically, as you sort of said, the guards were not even going to bother their Barney trying to enforce legislation which they can't successfully bring to prosecution in the court if somebody, you know, is breaking it.
Well, that's why they haven't stopped anybody nearly a year and a half on these things.
So it is important to the legislators to make sensible and clear legislation about this. And I just want to say, again, before I go any further, congratulations to Dermot for his, you know, precise and accurate description of the atrocious behaviour of many e-scooter users, because I, like him, drive professionally in a different capacity, and they are absolutely the scourge of the road. And why more of them aren't under the back wheels of lorries, you know, I find it sort of a miracle.
I find that so concerning when you see them on the inside of a lorry that's turning left.
They're just wankers, excuse me. I use more descriptive words when I'm on the road when I see these users breaking red lights, thinking it's an absolute free-for-all, and they don't have to stop or sort of comply with other sort of traffic legislation, which, you know, if I had the ability as a guard, I'd stand on the keys and confiscate every fucking one of them that breaks a red light, because they're dangerous. You know, they're dangerous to everybody. They're a danger to cyclists, they're a danger to themselves, you know.
Should they have to have insurance and license? Well, license would be registration, obviously. Should they have to have insurance and tax?
Yes, I think first things first. You know, we've got a major problem.
Billy said yes. They're straight away.
The problem is we've got so many uninsured vehicles operating on the roads, and there's a failure by...
Well, one in nine cars is uninsured, but that's two wrongs don't make a right.
That's an outrageous amount. And
I said it the other night, actually, I mentioned there are 216,000 cars currently uninsured on the road.
Yeah, it's an outrageous figure. Outrageous. And therefore,
sorry for interrupting both of you. The way to get around that, Andy, is quite simple. And they've done it in the UK, and they've done it in Northern Ireland as well. And that's for every Garda car to be fitted with what they call that AFP or whatever it's called, where they...
Automatic AMPR. They also
have it on roads in Northern Ireland and the UK as well. The cameras pick it up. For example, if you're going through the tunnel or if you're on a main road, on a motorway, entering a motorway, cameras pick you up. If you're not insured or not taxed, you get a ticket in the post.
Do you not know they have that system in Ireland already? Do you know that?
Where?
In the Garda cars.
In some of the Garda cars they have.
Listen, and some of them have it switched on as well, is what I heard.
They don't have it switched on.
Yes, I heard. Now, how true that is, I couldn't sort of possibly, you know, comment on, because I've no, let's say, proof of any of that. But, you know, it was a comment made once upon a time by somebody that...
And why would they turn it off?
Because apparently it bleeps all the time. And then they have to go and do some work. I don't know. I mean, that was the inference of the comment. But like I say, you know, if you can't get cars, which let's say, you know...
Well, I mean, let's even take that out of the hands of a Garda Síochána. If they did what they did in the UK and Northern Ireland and had cameras up on the road that took photographs, essentially, like they do in the tunnel when you're doing the average speed through the tunnel, and if you weren't taxed and insured, that you just got your ticket in the post for not being taxed and insured, or your 5 penalty points for no insurance and you're fine, but that would do away with that problem.
You need to register the vehicle. You need to identify the vehicle for you to be able to do that. And as we know, that there's Northern Registers boot through that tunnel
at any
speed they want because they can't be prosecuted. So there's a real thing that says, in life and in road safety, Niall, people behave based on their perceived belief of negative consequences. If they think they can get away with it, they do.
Am I the only one, by the way, who experiences truck drivers when I'm going to the tunnel, which I do 3 times or 4 times a day, that experience truck drivers right up your ass? And they are relentless to get you to move out of the way. What I do is when I go into the tunnel, I put the car in cruise control all the time. I just put it at 80 cruise control. Because I can't go any faster because I get a ticket. So the trucks then come up your ass and they start flashing their lights at you and getting so close to you that you're terrified and you end up being intimidated into moving into the outside lane.
I'm sure there's one or two drivers that might behave like that, and I suspect very strongly from Northern Plates now.
Oh, they probably do. Listen, I have to wrap it up. Thank you very much, indeed, Billy. Thank you, Andy.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.